Good morning, Mesa. This is Sally Harrison. I'm the president and CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, and we have another edition of Inside Business Podcast this morning. With us today, we're excited to have Ray and Rebecca Speakman, and they are running for legislative seats this year. So we wanted to bring them in and talk about why they're running and what their plans are. So let's get started. Ray, tell us why you're running.
Happy to. Back in 2012, I ran when our district LD26 was just formulated. And since then, I've watched the different offices be filled and vacated and so forth. And when I went to the elections back in 2016 and saw that there really wasn't a whole lot of choice for the constituents of LD26, I thought then, you know, we got to be able to give them a choice. And so at that point, I talked to my wife, and she thought I was crazy for thinking it again.
I think any elected official is a little crazy, and right?
Very true.
It's a lot of work.
It is, but it's a wonderful opportunity to truly be able to give the people of LD26 a choice. Because
great.
Before there was no choice, and we feel that, and we believe that we will be elected, but then we can also do some good things for the city of Mesa, of course we cover the city of Tempe also, to make some changes as we move into the future, because mm-hmm. Arizona is changing, Mesa and Tempe is changing, and we want to be there for Mesa to help them help Mesa to become and keep being a great place to live.
So you're saying we. I think you're referring to Rebecca, who's sitting here with you. Rebecca, welcome.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what your position is here.
Sure. So a little bit about me. I'm Ray's daughter-in-law. I'm married to the most handsome of all of his sons.
sure his other sons love that.
I mean, they're all right. But no, I live right here in downtown Mesa. I live and work in downtown Mesa. I'm a small business owner here with my husband. You know, and I'm running because, like Ray said, once he had sort of made up his mind to do it, it was something that we had kind of had a conversation about. I remember when he first ran for that seat in the House back in 2012, you know, sort of just watching from the sidelines and being involved with his campaign back then, mm-hmm. and just really being so interested in the process. And so when he decided to take this on again this year, you know, he kind of said, hey, how would you feel about doing that, you know, by my side, running for that Senate seat? And I just felt really great about it. It just seemed like a really good opportunity to be able to step into sort of a leadership position and really really do some good things for our district and just for the people of Arizona.
Well, great. We appreciate that. So let's talk about the state of Arizona and what role economic development plays. Because that's important to us as the chamber, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, that's without the economic development, I mean, nothing really happens. And that's why I think Rebecca and I are very well qualified in this area, because I've owned small businesses actually in Mesa. Mm-hmm. Rebecca does now. I also have worked for other companies here in Mesa. And you know, it's a very important thing that the business thrives, because it is the engine of everything else, of our education, of jobs, you know, to help raise our people up, you know, and to make Mesa a place where it can continue to be very viable into the future. And so the economic development of Mesa, is a very critical thing for us as we look at it. And I believe as we go into the legislature, there are specific things that we can do to help advance that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great. Let's talk about power. Let's talk about reliable and cost-effective power. What do you see coming down the pike?
Well, as we know, there's the ballot proposition 127 is all about power and renewable energy. I truly feel that 127 is a bad law. It's going to hurt everybody if it's passed.
You just made more friends with APS.
And that's not my point. but for small business,
right.
For you know, our older people, our poor people, it will affect everybody negatively. With that being said, though, I know there's things in the legislature that we can do to promote it, mm-hmm. and to really help energy and you know, and to find those and really build up those natural resources. I mean, we have sunlight.
Absolutely.
The, what, 5 days a year?
Absolutely. And I feel like we've got the resources here. And absolutely, our city, our state should be a leader in developing these kind of technologies, not necessarily from a place where a business's hands are being forced via bad legislation. You know, I'd rather step into a role or see the government step into a role of incentivizing business practices that would sort of advance those technologies so that we can so we can make it happen.
So, you know, as the chamber, we always are focused on workforce. Let's talk about a little bit about the critical piece that workforce plays in our economy.
You know, for me, I think when we talk about this, I personally come at this from a place of, I think this has a lot to do, goes hand in hand with the education issues that we're facing in our state. And the reason I say that is I think that if we can focus on really addressing some of the education issues in our state, then we're going to see the other metrics improve, metrics like graduation rates, college readiness. I think that a really well-educated generation then translates into a really well-prepared workforce. Mm-hmm. And I think that that in turn attracts major business opportunities here to our city, to our state. And, you know, all of that just goes right hand in hand with that economic development and growth. So I think for me, the answer there is, you know, starting with a really solid education.
It's key.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Is. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. So small business confidence, obviously, all-time high. What do you plan to do to protect business in Arizona?
That's a good question.
Thank you, Ray.
And I think that Arizona is known for being very small business oriented. And with what's happened in the federal government lately, it's enhanced that and has really made it a very small business-friendly place.
Mm-hmm.
I think as Arizona, we need to really dovetail into much of what's happening and take a lead from what's happened there and reduce even more of the regulations that are on small business.
Mm-hmm.
And again, reduce taxes for small business, because all that does is translate really to success in small business, where they can hire more people. I mean, we see it in our district here. We have a lot of unemployment and so forth, higher than other parts of the state too, because of our lower income. And to help them through small business is a wonderful way to do it, to help them to be employed, and to small businesses can do that.
Well, and we want our businesses to have the opportunity to continue to grow. So that's
absolutely
definitely key.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of minutes left. Let's wrap up with some other key things. What else are you guys focused on? Transportation, perhaps?
I love what we are doing here in Mesa. I think that some of the stuff we've got going on, specifically with this light rail coming right down Main Street, the opportunities that opens, you know, just through the connectivity, right? And for us, this runs actually all across our district, right? Mesa into Tempe into Phoenix. And just the opportunities, economic and otherwise, that are open through that level of connectivity are so important.
That, and of course, something that is going to be very important in this next legislative session is addressing water. I mean, it's a very serious issue for all of our towns. And I think there's some great things that we can do through education, both for children and adults, that can help us with that. I mean, water is a finite resource for us here.
And we all take it for granted.
Really,
you turn your faucet on, absolutely, you have water. You open your fridge, you have a bottle of water.
Sometimes we just let it run and
then
sort of educate people in there.
Right.
I think there's some things legislative-wise that we can help with that.
Okay. Any last things?
I'm just excited to be able to run. You know, again,
it's a privilege, right?
It truly is. And the people that we've been able to meet and to touch, it's just, I'm looking forward to be able to work with everybody. You know, we're really striving to cross boundaries and to be able to talk to everybody and to really understand the issues.
And to find ways to represent everybody in our district, you know, regardless of their party affiliation or sort of where they fall on that political spectrum. It's been really exciting to figure out how we can best represent everybody all across the board, just through sort of being willing to be cooperative candidates, you know, have our ears wide open and be willing to, like you said, just kind of work all across the aisle, because that's the way that I truly believe that we're going to be able to get anything done.
Well, we appreciate you both coming in this morning. If people want to get a hold of you or reach out, find out more information about your campaigns, how do you have a website? How can they reach you?
We do, yeah. So the website is www.rspeakman.com. Speakman is spelled just exactly like it sounds, speak and then man. So a lot of great information up there about both of us on our website, as well as other ways to contact us.
Great. All right. Well, thank you for coming in, and thanks to our listeners.